This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
One of the things, Warren, that we are wanting to do is help everybody at home there focus more on what's actually happening in our lives. And what's affecting us a lot at the moment is, it's one thing just to bitch about COVID happening, but we can actually get involved by understanding what's happening in politics locally, state level, and nationally, and even globally. And somebody I know who's quite smart on these matters is Richo, who's our Friday man for Drive News. He's had a stint at the ABC, but just can't move away from being a news junkie. He's also got a passing interest in politics himself. He's the insider's insider, and he's our very own politics presenter. Richo, do you read me over?
How are you?
Oh, look, coping much like everybody else, I think, Warren. Every day just sort of bleeds into the next, doesn't it? I was going to say it's great to be here on a Monday, but then I had to think, hang on, is it Monday?
That's right, and from henceforth, Monday will be the day of political catch-ups with Richard Forster.
Sure thing.
What do you got for us today?
Well, I thought we might just start with State Parliament, hey? Good to see numbers coming down, case numbers for COVID coming down again today to 73. The worry was the deaths had jumped up to 41. Now, it's probably worth just having a little bit of a look at that. There were actually only 8 deaths overnight, though. There was actually, call it a bit of bureaucratic catch-up, there was a change in the way fatalities were being reported to the State Control Centre a few weeks ago. And this was a case of just making the total reflect what it needed to reflect. So there were actually 8 deaths overnight. Still tragic that there were 8 deaths, but obviously a preference to 41. As we heard in the news from the Young Rattle, today's big announcement from Premier Daniel Andrews is that he'll be making another announcement.
Yeah.
interesting announcement to make on a Monday that I'll be making an announcement on Sunday.
Well, you normally hide stuff on the Monday, don't you?
It's so Friday, isn't it?
Friday's the dump day.
All right. There's normally very little on a Monday.
Well, that's right. And I think this is a case of building people up for Sunday. We've already seen a couple of controlled leaks come out about what that announcement might look like. And this is all centred around what will our way out of stage 4 restrictions be, what will be wound back, what won't, and when.
Richard, do you reckon that's a bit of an indication of the amount of pressure he's under to give us some sort of indication of when we are going to lift restrictions?
Yeah, that'll be a big part of it. The other part, I think, is just preparing the public for what those restrictions will look like after Sunday and what sort of windbacks we can expect. We've already seen some drip feeding going out to media outlets talking about things like a traffic light system for masks and more outdoor dining, all sorts of interesting ways to prevent community transmission. I'd expect to see a lot more of that this week in the lead up to Sunday.
Now, it's a big week of politics on or both levels, federal and state. I understand our federal politicians are heading back, and not all of them, to Canberra to actually sit in both houses, but not simultaneously. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It was actually interesting this afternoon to see for the first time, I can't tell you for how long, but I'm sure it's a hell of a long time. For the first time in a hell of a long time, the lower house actually lost its quorum today, largely due to internet dropouts. I'm quite sure they're not going to try to. Well, they can't actually.
They can't vote
without a quorum anyway.
So for those who don't understand what a quorum is in terms of the political sense, what does that mean if they can't form one?
Yeah, it basically means that nothing can get through the House. So the quorum is the number of people you need in the room to pass anything.
Right.
So it does mean that, anything that might have happened will now be put off.
And Richard, is this the first time in history where in the room isn't in the room?
Yeah, to the best that anyone can recall. The word unprecedented is getting used a hell of a lot, but here we go again. I mean, how else would you describe
it? Well, how did we manage, presumably during both the wars, we managed Parliament with our elected representatives in-house?
Yeah, well, yes, we did, but let's just remember how different times were back then. The Houses of Parliament weren't actually full, so the way they were designed, and indeed the old Parliament included, was to include a number of spare seats so that as the population increased and new seats were formed, then they could be gradually filled. Now, our Parliament just doesn't have that much room anymore. Even the new Parliament doesn't have that much room, and that's why we've spaced things out. They've spaced things out so much and put a lot of people online to do it, because to have them in the House would just you wouldn't be able to maintain distancing that way.
Yeah, and some members have chosen not to present. I believe. I know we're speaking to Jed Carney on Thursday, and she's sitting from her Melbourne office.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit of a deal between the two party whips tend to organise this stuff, and they'll be knocking heads together to work out who's going to be there and who's not. And then within the whip's office and the leader's office, they'll then decide who gets priority out of who's left, who needs to get a question up and who doesn't. A good case in point was the member for Layla today, who has a nursing home in her electorate that was subject to quite a number of deaths in that nursing home as a result, or aged care home as a result of COVID-19, was chosen to put a question up, and no prizes for guessing why. I mean, it's a very strong case in point at the moment.
Richard, Josh Frydenberg made a comment about Victoria's handling of the COVID-19 crisis. Is it fair to say there's a bit of pressure at the moment between the feds and Andrew's government?
I think it's fair to say, Warren, that nothing annoys this federal government more than a blow to their budget. And once they get a hit to the budget, they get very, very annoyed indeed. And what Victoria is representing at the moment to the federal government is the highest draw, the far and away the highest number of JobKeeper claims in the country. In fact, right. Victoria's JobKeeper claims outnumber all the other states put together. So when people like the Prime Minister and the Treasurer sit down and look at that number and look at it all coming from Victoria, it's yet another reason at the moment to dislike Daniel Andrews. Now, to sort of unleash on Daniel Andrews probably can't be safely done by the Prime Minister. So
no.
He gets delegated, and you've got the most senior, Liberal in Victoria coming out and making some points against Daniel Andrews. The other thing you'd probably, stick with me on this one, the other thing you'd probably want to have a look at is why the Morrison government is choosing now to introduce some foreign investment legislation. Now, it's very dry and boring stuff, so I'll get underneath it pretty quickly. But this is all about China.
I knew you were going to say China.
Yeah. Yep. And I'll say it correctly too. It's China.
Yeah.
And and Victoria, of course, has signed up to that BRI, the Belt and Road Initiative, under Daniel Andrews. Now, back in 2015, Darwin sold its port to Chinese interests. The Treasurer at the time, in 2015, was one Scott Morrison. Now, he had, as Treasurer, control over foreign investment decisions, ultimately. He didn't choose to go against it, but it was very well known that he was quite annoyed about it at the time. Here we go again. In 2018, Mr. Andrews signs up, or starts talking about signing up, the Belt and Road Initiative. It happens shortly after. Why is it this week that the Prime Minister and the government choose to introduce these the foreign investment legislation that would curtail those, or at least allow the government to stop those decisions and stop those arrangements? It had to be this week, did it? Kind of curious.
If Clive Palmer is going to fund, I think from his businesses, some of the election campaigns up in Queensland, maybe they could draw on his resources in Victoria.
Well, he does seem to spend a lot on courts and things, doesn't he?
Doesn't he?
Maybe it's a better use for the money.
Maybe he could take over JobKeeper and we could call it the Clive Keeper Allowance or something like that.
JobKeeper. It implies we're keeping Clive. You okay with that?
Oh, yeah. No, hang on. Well, I want to send him off with Tony. Tony Abbott, of course, is being... I love it that we're happy to wind up the to wind the hard border up just to let Tony out and then shut it back down again.
You wonder how well planned that might have been. Just on the aged care issue, guys, just very recently, just in the last hour, the government's announced $500 million in aged care funding. We don't know exactly how that's being spent yet. It has only just come in the last hour and a half or so. So watch that one too. We'll see how that one gets unpacked over the next few days.
Richard, the good thing about the time of COVID is there's so much to talk about and think about, as there probably always is, but where our minds are focused and we're hungry for information, and so I'm so glad you're on board with the Joy Drive team, and I look forward to having this chat with you next Monday.
Very happy to. We'll talk then.
Thanks for listening to Joy Drive with Dee and Warren on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.